You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Not a Mouse bringing you another podcast. Yes, I have another kids-friendly software game to present to you today. This game is called Blindfold Wildcard. And Wildcard is one word, not two words. So it's W-I-L-D-C-A-R-D is one word. So Blindfold Wildcard. It is a free game that you can download from the iTunes, of course, but there is an in-app purchase, but I think it's well worth the in-app purchase. And I gotta admit, the guys over there at Kids Friendly are just pumping these babies out, and the games are just fantastic. I love them all. This one's by far my most favorite so far. This reminds me a lot like Uno. And they have incorporated a few things in here that made the game even a little more exciting and more fun to play with. And I'll show you that as soon as we do get into the app itself and the game. All right, so if you're familiar with Uno, I'm not going to tell you all the rules and things like that. But basically, you have the four colors. You have the red, blue, green, yellow. And numbers from 0 to 9, you just got to match the colors and match the numbers. You got the reverse, you got skip, and you have wild card, you have draw fours. It's very much like Uno, and I really love Uno a lot. And so let me show you a few things, what he's done in this game that I really love about it. So let's go ahead and get this open here. I'll go ahead. Open Blindfold Wildcard.
Blindfold Wildcard. Blindfold Wildcard main menu.
Okay.
Welcome to Blindfold Wildcard. To learn how to play, tap the help button.
Pretty much in every kids-friendly software game, they're all pretty much the same standard layout. And I'm going to show you what you can get with the free game and what you get with the in-app purchase. So the option I have here, I purchased the in-app purchase portion of it, and so I'm able to demonstrate that one to you. All right, so as we have the main screen, we have the typical main layout screen, which we have the heading of the blindfold wild card.
Play game button.
We got the play game, so if you're ready to play a game, you just go ahead and double tap on this and go ahead and start playing the game, and we will get to that in a few minutes.
Current scores button.
You can find your current scores if you're in process of a game. That's still running. You can see where you currently are and see what your current score is.
Reset scores button.
Obviously, is any time that you want to reset the game and start all over from scratch, you just come in here and double tap on this and I'll reset to zero and you can start the game all over again.
Help button.
And what I'm doing is I'm flicking to the right, and when I flick to the right, you go to the next item down. So here's your help button. So if you need help with a game and get some idea how to play this game and the rules, this is where you come and get your rules and such, is right here in the help.
Settings button.
All right, we got our settings. I'll keep going down.
Buy starter pack button.
This is where you can come and buy the starter pack, which I highly encourage you to do. I think you're going to love the game a lot more with this portion bought. It is a small nominal fee. You know, you're supporting kids-friendly software to keep pumping out the great games like this. And not only that, but you're going to see why I highly recommend you to go ahead and buy the in-app purchase. But I you're going to love it. All right, so that's it. So I'm going to go back to the left, swipe to the left.
Settings button.
We're going to go into settings. I'm going to go ahead and do the settings first here. Double tap on the settings.
Name of opponent number one. Now it is David.
Okay. Now, it brought me into right in the middle of the page here for some reason, so we'll go back to the top here.
Rows 1 to 11 of 18, bottom of screen, settings, heading.
All right. What I did is I did a four-finger tap towards the top, just for those that don't know about the four-finger tap, that what it does, it focuses back to the top of the screen. So we're back at the top of the settings here, and as I flick to the right.
Done. Button.
We have the done button, which is at the top right-hand button, corner of the screen. So let's go ahead and flick to the right.
Game settings, heading.
Okay, let's get into the game settings here.
Hints for winning the game. Change speed for saying cards. Now it is slow.
Okay, So you obviously can change the way how it's read to you. If you want it faster or slower, you can come in here and adjust how you like it. I like it on slow, but that's by default slow.
Background sounds. Now it is music soft.
For this demonstration, I'm doing the soft. I like the soft. You can change how the music is played if you like it louder, medium, high, and then, of course, you can turn the music off entirely. So I'll flick to the right.
Ding if the card is playable. Now it is on.
Ding when the card is playable. I keep this on. This is a really great way just to keep you focused and that you aren't missing an opportunity, because if there is a playable card that can be played and you just don't realize it, it's going to ding to let you know that card can be played. It's also great for people that are beginners that have never played the game, so you're not quite sure how to play the game right, and so it'll kind of ding and let you know so you got a better idea of how to play the game and such.
Target score. Now it is 500.
The target score you can change. Now, by default, it's set to 100. I set this up to 500. It really depends how you play the game. When I always play with my family and friends, I always set up pretty high, like 500, and whoever achieves 500 loses the game, and the person with the lowest score wins. That's basically what you want to do, is you want to get as low as you can and try to get your opponents to end up with a lot of cards in their hands, because the more they have cards in their hands, the more points they're going to gain in having that and punishment kind of deal that they got all those cards and they were stuck with it. So each of those cards are worth a value point that adds up to that given point. So, like, you know, you can get more information in the help. You know, any of the numbers obviously are worth that number. I think, I don't know, the reverse is worth so many points, the wild cards are worth so many points, and you don't want to get stuck with those because those are really bad. I think they go up to like 50 points if you get stuck with a wild or something like that. So I think it's like 20 points if you get stuck with reverse or skip or something like that. I'm not sure, but you might want to double check the points, how that works.
Sort cards automatically. Now it is on.
Okay. Obviously, here's the part when it comes to where it differentiates being free and in-app purchase. You have to buy the in-app purchase to be able to sort the cards automatically. So mine is set to automatically, it's just set on. By default, it's set to off, so all your cards are going to be in a jumble mess, and so it's out of order. It doesn't place it by colors and then by numbers. However, there is a way to sort your card manually, and I'll show you how to do that if you decide not to buy the in-app purchase, which is fine. But I will show you how you can sort your card manually. Otherwise, it's going to be always automatic as it states here.
Difficulty. Now it is easy.
This is pretty cool. This is a new feature. There's two things in here that I really like a lot about this, and why this makes one of my most favorite so far of the kids-friendly software, is that you can now select the difficulty. So we got easy, we got moderate, and we got hard. So you feel like you want to, if you really want your opponents to get real aggressive and you want to play aggressive, it really depends on how you want to play. And it can get pretty nasty. I mean, it's a lot of fun, and it can get pretty nasty how they slap all the things on you that you're just like really just going to get you just all wild up. So the difficulty levels here is one cool thing.
Seconds to play drawn card. Now it is 5.
All right, the seconds. You have like 5 seconds to be able to make a move after you draw a card. So that's just there just to let you know. You can change this if you want.
Number of opponents. Now it is ask.
Okay. This is my most favorite. We are now able to play against multiple computers, people. So in this case, we can play. This is also the difference between the free and the paid app. The free, you are just you and the computer. That's it. So it's just you and the computer. Otherwise, if you purchase the in-app purchase, you can play up to 3 computers. So there'll be the total of 4. That means that you got 3 computers and you, or you can play against 2 computers and you, or 3 computers, or 1. So this is really cool. I like this because it kind of gives it gives a better, it's a little more fun environment than I found having multiple computers playing with you. And I'll play with multiple people here as a demonstration, and you'll get what I'm saying, and it's a lot of fun. And if you do buy the in-app purchase for this, you can then name the player. So I went ahead and named this because it's just me. I just love doing this. This is my favorite here.
Name of opponent number one. Now it is David.
All right, so I got my main man David on computer player number one. And so you can just double tap here, and you can rename your computer name. So David is my computer number one.
Name of opponent number two. Now it is Michael.
Michael is my computer name number two, so I can play against Michael and David.
Name of opponent number three. Now it is Scott.
And lastly, we have the last computer opponent, which is three, which is the maximum you can have, which is Scott over that corner.
Learn about our other apps.
Okay, so if you want to double tap here to find out, learn about their other apps that they have out there by Kids Friendly Software, you can just double tap on this. You will notice that when you install it for the first time and you open it up, it will place you right into your screen. It shows you all the games that they offer right off the bat when you install it. You can turn this option off. I'll show you as you flick to the right.
Display list of apps on startup. Now it is off.
Okay, so you can come in here and turn this off, and this will work for free as well. So you do not have to do the in-app purchase to get rid of this. So you can just turn that off so it doesn't bother you each and every time you open up of all the games that they have. But nonetheless, go check them out. All of them are great games. Just want to let you know what games they have out there. And who knows, you know, by the time you hear this podcast, there may be other games that they have come out with that I have not done a podcast on. So you'll be aware of those games. But so far, this is my most favorite.
Follow our blog using the Safari app. Read about other blindfold projects. Our blog address is stemmiami.wordpress.com.
Obviously, if you want to follow them, see what's in, what's hot, what's recent, what they're doing, you can just follow them to their blog site. And as I flick to the right,
subscribe to our tweets by using the Twitter app. Our Twitter name is @stemdad.
There's your Twitter account. So if you're a Twitter user, go ahead and follow them. The same thing. They tweet news and things like that. You might want to hop on and find out what they're talking about.
Tap to ask us a question. Give us your ideas to improve this game. Or just post your comments on applevis.com. We answer all questions and appreciate your suggestions. Or, from your PC or Mac, visit applevis.com and search for Blindfold Racer.
Absolutely. This is great. You can come to applevis.com. Find any of the games. Actually, it doesn't have to be the Blindfold Racer, because I noticed that he and the people of Kids Friendly Software follows all of their Blindfold games. So if you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for any of the games, or you have some new ideas what he can do to incorporate that we might all like to play, go ahead and leave the comment. He does come to applevis.com. He does leave the replies and stuff like that. So he does love to hear from you, and so this is a great opportunity for them to reach out to us, to Applevis, and to our users. Wonderful. I like this. I like how the developers take the time out and reach out and keep in touch with us.
Send email to developer.
And then always, you got the old-fashioned way. You can always just basically just send them an email of the suggestion ideas too. So you got your email option here too. And that is it for this screen. So you make your changes, what you want, and at the top right-hand corner, we got the done button.
Seconds to play drawn card. Seconds to play done button.
There it is. Double tap.
Blindfold wild card main menu.
All right. Let's go ahead and go to the play game. We're going to just flick to the right.
Play game button.
There she is. Let's go ahead and play the game, and I'll show you what a typical game will sound like, and I'll show you some of the gestures you can do. Just double tap here.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with three fingers. Starting game with two opponents.
David goes first.
All right, David gets to go first. All right, David, here we go.
Dealing your cards. Dealing David's cards.
Okay.
Dealing Michael's cards.
Okay, Michael, here's your cards.
Dealing a card to discard pile. You have seven cards. One blue, four green, seven green, five yellow, reverse yellow,
okay.
Wild card. Discard pile. Top card is zero blue.
David plays zero red. David has six cards. Michael plays six red. Michael has six cards.
It's your turn.
Okay, so obviously we got the red cards going on here. David changed it to with his zero red, and then Michael put down his red as well. And as you notice that the game just announced everything that was in your hands in order. And if at any time you want to hear the entire item that's in your hand, you just do a two-finger swipe down.
You have seven cards. One blue, four blue, four green, seven green, five yellow, reverse yellow, wild card.
And of course, I don't have any red cards. Isn't that nice? Now, as you heard that she says we have seven cards, the cards is dealt in front of me here, so it goes from left to right or right to left, just depending how you swipe. So if you want to hear your card individually, you just swipe to the right.
Four blue.
And it goes one card at a time to the right.
Four green.
Until it goes all the way to the right
seven
side.
Green. Five yellow. Reverse yellow.
That's a reverse.
Wild card.
Wild card. You hear that ding, that means we can play it. And we're at the end of our, all the way to the right. And now I can go back left, just going back left, going swipe left, left, left. Now, for those that want to do not buy the in-app purchase to automatically sort your card, because obviously you see in here, as it states, it orders it by color and then by numbers. And so you just do a two-finger swipe up and I'll sort your card. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, two-finger swipe up.
Ordering your cards. You have seven cards. One blue, four blue,
okay,
four
so
green,
she...
seven. Discard pile top card is six red.
All right. So what I did is I did a two-finger tap on the screen, and that tells me what the discard pile. She was going to read off the entire thing. I didn't want her to read the whole thing, but you got the idea. When you do a two-finger swipe up, it sorts your card manually, so if you can do that, okay? Otherwise, if you forget what the discard pile is, you just do a two-finger tap on the screen.
Discard pile top card is six red.
All right, we got six red. I don't think I have a six. Let me double-check.
Reverse yellow.
Yeah.
Five yellow.
Five.
Seven green.
Seven.
Four green. Four blue.
Blue.
One blue.
Nah, I don't have a six. The only thing I can play is a wild card.
Four.
Let's go
five,
to the wild card.
Wild.
Hold
reverse
on.
Yellow. Five yellow.
I forgot
what seven
I got.
Green. Four green. Four blue. One blue.
So I got equal of everything. Let's go with yellow. So I'm going to go to wild. I'm going to go ahead and do a single finger double tap to play the wild card.
You played wild card. Pick mm-hmm. a color by flicking left or right, then tap twice.
Okay, because it's a wild card, I get to choose my own colors here. I'm going to go with yellow.
Blue. Green.
I'm swiping to the right.
Red. Yellow.
There it is. I'm going to double tap that color.
Wild color is now yellow.
All right, David.
David plays eight yellow.
Right.
David has five cards.
You got five
Michael
cards.
Plays seven yellow.
All right.
Michael has five cards.
Okay. It's your turn.
All right.
Seven green.
Mm.
Five yellow.
Now, did you hear?
Discard pile top card is seven yellow.
Because it's a seven yellow, you can play a number seven to replace it.
Seven green.
There's a seven green. It went ding. That means I can play the green, but I'm going to stick with the yellow.
Five yellow.
I'm going to play reverse. I'm going to go reverse. So I'll go back
you
to Michael.
You played reverse
here.
Yellow.
Michael plays reverse red.
Hmm.
Michael has four cards.
It's your turn.
Let's see here.
Discard pile top card is reverse red.
Oh, man. So he reversed it back to me, and I don't have a flipping red. And neither do I have a reverse card, so I can't do anything. So I have to do a three-finger tap to draw a card. So a three-finger tap.
You drew three yellow.
David plays one red. David has four cards. Michael plays zero red. Michael has three cards.
Man,
it's your turn.
Still playing me. The darn red and David is starting to get down on me here.
Seven green.
And I don't think I got a...
Discard pile top card is zero red.
I don't think I got a zero.
Four green. Four blue. One blue.
No, I gotta draw a card. All right, three fingers tap.
You drew draw two red.
Ooh, I got a red.
You have 5 seconds
finally.
To play the card you just drew.
Okay, I got 5 seconds to play it.
You played draw to red.
There we go. Put
David
it in there.
Draws two cards. David has six cards. Michael plays wild card. Color is now red. Michael has two cards.
It's your turn.
That was funny. I just threw a draw two to David, so poor fellow. He had to draw two cards there. So we'll see what it is now.
Discard pile top card is wild card. Color is now red.
Michael, gosh, I don't have a red. All right, three fingers tap.
You drew zero blue.
David plays skip red. David has five cards.
It's your turn.
I don't have
one blue. Discard pile top card is skip red.
Oh, so he skipped Michael. Oh, that's pretty cool. So he skipped him, so now it's my turn. But of course, I don't have a red or skip, so I gotta draw another card.
You drew one blue.
David plays wild card. Color is now yellow.
Oh, yellow. Finally.
David has four cards.
Okay.
Michael draws a card. Michael has three cards.
It's your turn.
Discard
pile top card is wild card. Color is now yellow.
So it's yellow, because Michael didn't have a yellow, so...
One blue. Four blue. Four green. Seven green.
I'm swiping to right.
Three yellow.
There's my yellow.
Five yellow.
Five yellow. I'm going to play the five yellow.
You played five yellow.
Right.
David plays seven yellow. David has three cards.
Oh, David's
Michael plays
three
one
cards,
card.
Man.
Color is now green.
Jeez.
Michael has two cards.
It's your turn.
Well, I'm getting my butt kicked, as you can see here, because David's got three, Michael's got two, and they keep changing the darn color. I mean, you see what I mean? So I'm going to go ahead and stop here. I'm going to do a three-finger swipe up, and that will get you out of the game here.
Blindfold
and now I'm
taking
you right back
menu.
Out to the settings here. Or, I'm so sorry, the main menu.
Capital B. Resume game button.
You can go ahead and just double-tap the resume game here, and you can just follow up and pick up where you left off.
Play game.
And then we're back to this same main menu here. So anyhow, you see the advantage of why I like this so much is because I'm able to play with more than just the one computer that you see a lot often with the other games that he has offered. But that this one, you can play up to get to three computers, so there's a four of you. And it gets really exciting. As you know, here I am, I'm talking to the computer thinking David is a real player and Mike over there is a real player. And it's kind of fun because, you know, you see everybody skipping and reversing and drawing each other. And it's kind of fun. And don't forget, you can change the difficulties from being really aggressive up to a real high, or you just keep it easy. So I think it's definitely worth the in-app purchase for the automatic sorting of your card, and plus being able to play more than just one player. So I wanted to do a podcast on this. It's a fun game. So far, like I said, this is one of my this is no doubt one of my favorite that the kids friendly software has put out for the Blindfold Siri game. So this is Blindfold Wild Card. All right, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. My name is Anonymous. You can reach me with any questions, comments, whatever you got. You can email me at anonymous@applevis.com, or you can just email me at thomas@applevis.com. And then lastly, of course, is Twitter. If you are a Twitter user, please follow me. I'd like to follow you back, and you can also ask me questions there as well. My Twitter name is at thomas_domville, D-O-M-V-I-L-L-E. That is going to do for me. And until next time, take care and God bless.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.